Thank you, brothers. The next question is for Sheikh Yaqub. And it says, what punishment is there for children who disobey their parents? I am sort of guilty. And then this question comes from a parent, I assume. Can we beat children if they are disobedient?
I should be very brief, eh? Well, the first punishment for disobeying to parents is that you disobey Allah. The punishment for disobedience of to parent is that you are disobeying your Creator. It's very clear. The Almighty Allah said it in the Quran. Allah, when He talked about service to Him, when Allah, any verse in the Quran that Allah said, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, what He will say after that? Worship Allah. Then after that He will say, show kindness to your parents. Obey your parents. Even if they are non-Muslims. Even if they are non-Muslims. Be kind to them. If they are non-Muslims, that does not mean obeying them, kindness to them, does not mean that, well, they worship Shiva and whatever, you have to go and worship Shiva if they call you to that. No. But despite that, you still have to show kindness to them. So, the punishment is very simple. You are disobeying the Almighty Allah, and disobedience to the Almighty Allah is going to be very, very severe on the day of judgment. You have to repent seriously. Because we have been told to be very brief, I want to be very, very brief. So you are disobeying Allah, and Allah will punish you, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What's your part? Good. As far as the issue is concerned, you see, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved children so much. He loved children so much. To the extent that there was even a time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Friday, he was delivering khutbah. And Hassan and Hussein came inside the mosque. And when they were coming, you know, they were passing, you know, through the lines of people, and they were falling down. You know what the Prophet did? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped his khutbah and he came down. He took them, he lapped them, he kissed them, and then after that he said, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah has spoken the truth when He said, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth and your children, they are trials from Allah. He said, look at me. I was delivering my khutbah, and I saw this, my grandchildren. I could not hold myself until I came down to pick them up. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, somebody he was to appoint as a governor. He was going to appoint this individual as a governor. And this individual came to visit Sayyidina Umar, and he saw Sayyidina Umar. He was very, very, you know, he was very close to the children. He was hugging them, kissing them. Then he said, you people, you Muslims, you kiss your children? But I am blessed with 10 children. I have never, ever at any time kissed any one of them. Then Sayyidina Umar said, oh yeah? Then he said, today you are no longer going to be a governor. He told him, if you are not compassionate to your own children, how are you going to be compassionate to the people that you are going to rule? So we are expected to love the children, but we don't have to pamper them, my brothers and sisters. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the love that he had for Fatima, he used to tell her, Ya Fatima binta Muhammadin. O Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, Salini min amwali ma tasha'in. Ask me of my wealth. Ask me of any material need that you want, but aimali, do what you are supposed to do to serve your Creator. For I will not be able to serve you, to save you on the day of judgment. We have to love the children, but at the same time, we would have to try as much as possible to guide them onto the right path. But do we beat children? Yes and no. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, command your children to observe prayer at the age of 7. And if they refuse to observe their prayers when they attain the age of 10, beat them. But you don't have to inflict any body injury upon them. Now, somebody will say, Prophet Muhammad was never known to have beaten children. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only children, he was never known intentionally to even do like this. Because anything the Prophet uses his hand out of anger to beat, such will go to hellfire. That's why he never used his hand intentionally to beat anybody, most especially Muslims. Except the kuffar. Now, that is why the poet in Islam said, فَقَسَى لِيَزْدَجِرُ وَمَنْ يَكُهَاسِ وَمَنْ يَكُرَاهِمًا فَقَسَى لِيَزْدَجِرُ وَمَنْ يَكُرَاهِمًا فَلْيَكُسُ أَحَيَانًا عَلَى مَنْ يَرْحَمُ. You have to be very tough sometimes. Even though you have to be very merciful and be very kind sometimes, you have to be very, very tough. Because what the system, the children of yesterday, the way they understand Islam, the way they understand parents, the way they understand everything, we are no longer like that today. So if you continue to pamper your children more than necessary, and you say, honey, 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 every now and then, they don't pray and you do not care, honey, honey, go and pray now, honey, go and pray now, honey, come out and pray now, and you don't care and you just leave them like that, when that fish becomes very, very dry, you will not be able to turn it. Or to, you know, I don't know the best word to use. You will not be able to attend to them again. So that is why sometimes it will be very necessary that you have to show your anger and just diss them a little. It is just to demonstrate your anger.